8th of February 2019, the Asceticism of the Thoughts. False thoughts are separating from God. This is a word from Wisdom 1:3. With the virtue of temperance, we try to regulate our passions, which are creating disharmony in our life, if they are not ruled by the Spirit. And for this way, it's very important also to know about the asceticism of our thoughts. And it's a very important point that we will also have the dominance about our way of thinking and not just follow the thoughts, what they want to say to us. We have always to understand what is the main point for the ascetic life. This way helps to be concentrated to the Lord. And this will help us to love stronger. Bad thoughts we have really to refuse, because we cannot accept their coming to us, because they will unfold all the bad things. Also, we have to learn at what time we give which thoughts our attendance. And if we go through this school, then we will know that also the unuseless thoughts are bringing disadvantage. Good thoughts are helping us to praise the Lord and to fulfill the first commandment. When we go this way, we will very soon remark that there are a lot of useless thoughts in us. False illusions. And they are doing a disintegration of our personality. How many talks we have in our inside and things which are really going in a false way. And we know this is disturbing also our prior life, or if we want to go in contemplation. So we have really to deal with this kind of thoughts. First, we think of the very bad thoughts. This we really have to refuse. Like I do it with temptations to do bad deeds, I have to do this also with the thoughts, because often it starts first with them. So I must be really attentive. What do you think? And if bad thoughts are coming, we have to call the name of Jesus, the name of our Father, the name of Our Lady, and to resist. And this way, I say with my free will, I don't want those thoughts. And this is not that I say I don't have them, which will have a lot of bad consequences. No, we have them, but we have to refuse them and to call the name of Jesus. And if they're coming very strong, those thoughts, not expected, often they are from the devil. And if you refuse in the first moment, it helps really that it will go very soon away, those kind of thoughts. Other thoughts are coming more out of our heart, and they can be cooperation with the Satan who wants to bring us to despair, especially if he is like the great accuser in our heart. So we have to refuse the direct as well as the indirect attacks against us coming out of our heart. In the second part, it's normally longer, but always we have to ask the Holy Spirit, come, and this will weaken the bad spirits, and also will give the light into our heart that those thoughts are touched by the Holy Spirit. And we do not forget, it's always that our heart should be purified and should be more loving to God. But of course, this we only can do if I don't accept the bad thoughts in my heart. No discussions with them, no dialogue with them. We have to refuse them, because these thoughts, they have a very destructive power, and I have to take care that I don't have any inclination to follow them. Away with the thoughts, call the Spirit, make a decision. No, I don't want to think in this way. It can be very hard sometimes with some fights. It depends how strong our bindings are. But the grace of God will give us strength and will give us help to refuse this kind of thoughts and to turn to Him. And we never should lose the courage. We never should lose our heart, even if we are defeated sometimes. Then we have to stand up and go again. But then we will learn why I was defeated. Did I not take care enough attentiveness about my life, about my thinking, about what I'm doing? And no resignation should come into our heart. If God allows such kinds of fights, it's a sign that He wants to lead us deeper on the way with Him. We can say, and maybe on another point we'll talk about that, it's not only for your personal purification, this kind of fights. It can have different other meanings from the Lord, according to other people, to help them on their way.
Today's communion verse is a part of Psalm 25. O God of Israel, redeem me out of all my troubles.
A te, Domine, levavi anima mia. Deus meus, in te confido,